I'll start. This is dictating on Lois Smith, L-O-I-S, Lois Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Smith, S as in Sam, Smith. Date of birth is 7/13/1949. Date of visit is 1/30/24. Please make a copy for Jesse Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, Casimiro, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma for 40 years. And history for recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who has a history of asthma since 40 years. Was recently admitted to Advent Hospital with the exacerbation of asthma and bronchitis. The patient also had cough, headache, chest congestion, and post-nasal drip with sore throat and trouble laying down. She was seen in the emergency room and had a chest x-ray which showed no active infiltrate. The patient was given oral antibiotics including amoxicillin and was also placed on oral steroids and was advised further follow-up. Presently, the patient has no wheezing and her shortness of breath has improved and she did complete a course of prednisone and presently she is down to 10 milligrams of prednisone. She denies chest pains, fevers, or chills. And she has some reflux symptoms, but no nausea or vomiting. Next paragraph, past history has included history for atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis and history for partial colectomy for diverticulitis and colostomy placement. She also had bone spurs. Resected. From the foot and she had abdominal hernia with repair and placement of mesh in 2017. She had a cardiac catheterization and she had a cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy, as well as left knee meniscus repair and appendectomy. Next, allergies to paint, latex, mold, Ativan, and Bioxin, and morphine. Next. Med list included amlodipine 5 mg daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, metoprolol 100 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg BID, pravastatin 80 mg a day, and omeprazole 40 mg daily. Won't look as stern, Mangam Staley, as the last in nasal spray, two sprays in each nostril. Flow went HFA 110 micrograms, two puffs BID. Zopanex Nebs 1.25 milligrams TID. And a Zopanex inhaler. PRN. Next paragraph. Habits the patient. Never smoked. She drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of kidney disease and Parkinson's. Mother died of lymphoma at age 90. Next, system review. Patient has had no fatigue or weight loss, no atrax and glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms. She denies abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has bruising, and she denies skin rash or itching, and she has no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly, averagely built white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 138/80. Pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 188, saturation 96. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. One plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression. Number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis, number two. Hypertension, number three is haplolipidemia. And number four is degenerative arthritis. And number five is atrial fibrillation and ASST. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT, CBC and an IgE level and total eosinophil count. And advised to continue with prednisone 5 milligrams BID for 1 week and once daily for a week. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jessica Simiro, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.